أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am very happy as I have come in next lecture with you, those who are watching this program. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the role of happy face in social communication. Before I want to discuss in detail about this matter, I would like to give you a short introduction. In my introduction, I would like to tell you, brothers and sisters, that it is very obvious and clear, and everyone knows it, that sadness and happiness, these two are the old brothers, and they are together. And we know that from the very beginning of the history of mankind, the people, sometimes they were sad, when while sometimes they were happy. So it means that these two things are together. In another saying, I can tell you that if there was not sadness, if there was not unhappiness, you would not be able to know the meaning of happiness. And there is a very special saying in a role in logic, which says in Arabic, تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءَ بِأَزْدَادِهَا. If you want to know the meaning of some things, you can know from the opposite of that. We can understand black near the white, black and white, day and night, happiness and sadness. And again, if there was not sadness and unhappiness in our life, we will not be able to know the importance of happiness. So it is very important that these two should be together till we should know the importance of the happiness. I would like to tell you another point also here, that when we understood that sadness and happiness, these are together, and these were together, and these two will be together, so we should know that our actions, our talking, our behavior, they have a special effect in our life and the life of others. In another word, I would like to express it and to explain it, that sometimes when we talk to someone, our talking, our speaking has a special effect on the others, because we are talking to him. So either this talking has a positive effect on him, or it will have sometimes negative effect on him. So the same is the case with the body language and gesture language. You know that there are four kinds of language. One is the spoken language, that our speaking has effect on others. And the second is the written language, that even when we send SMS to others, when we send email to others, when we write to others some things, these writing also has a special effect on the others. So the third language is the gesture language or body language. This gesture language and body language also has a special effect on the others. I said this matter till I should explain for you, that when our face is happy, we are in a smiley face talking to others. So this smiley face has its own effect on others. But when we are in angry face and we are going to talk with the others in angry face, again, this face will have a negative effect on the others. So the third point which I'm going to tell you here is this, that we should remember and we should know that every action that we have and every feeling that we have and the speaking that we can make it and we speak, these things have a special situation. I mean to say that according to the special situations and according to the special in certain conditions, in certain place, we should act, we should have our action, and we should speak according to that situation, till our speaking be suitable to that special situation. And it is also very important that we should know it. And it is also clear. For example, when we are in a mourning ceremony, so there, of course, we cannot be happy. But if we are in a wedding place, and if we are in a wedding ceremony, of course, there are, we will be happy. So it means that according to the situations, our language, our gesture, our feeling will be different. And it is also very clear and obvious. As I told you that sometimes we are unhappy and sometimes we are happy. So it is our natural life. But in our natural life, in normal life, we see that rarely we are unhappy and sad. And of course, majority of the time, we will pass and we will spend our normal life. In our normal life, it is very recommendable and it is very necessary that we should be happy in our life, even if we are sad heartily. So it makes no difference. So when we meet the others, when we are in the family and we are living with our children, when we are living with our relationships and with the neighbors, when we meet them, so we should be happy and we should face them and meet them with a very happy face. So it is in the seerah of our great prophet, peace be upon him, that the holy prophet, when he was facing to the others, when he was meeting the other people, so he was with a smiley face, was facing and meeting the other people. And our prophet, peace be upon him, he used to advise the others that you also should do this. And whenever you meet someone, so you should advise him that you should meet your brothers, your sisters, and your families with a very happy face, not with an angry face. It is not good that you should meet the others with an angry face. As I told you that our action have its own effect on the other people. Let me give you an example. Suppose if one member of your family, and he is very unhappy, every time he comes in the house, in the room, and he speaks angrily, and he appears himself and talks with an angry face, then of course all the member of the family will be unhappy, and they are not very, you can say, they will not be able to express their ideas, they will not be able to talk with him normally and naturally. But if a person, he is speaking with the others in a happy face, then of course all the people would like to speak with him and would like to talk with him and would like to sit near him. So it is very clear and obvious. Now let's see the seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. How was he? As it came in many books in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the people who saw the Prophet, they said that when we were seeing and meeting the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was with a smiley face. He was with a happy face. And we would like to talk with him, to continue to sit near him and to say whatever was in our mind. And we were very happy to sit near the Prophet, peace be upon him, because of his smiley face, because of his happy face that he had. There is a narration from Abdullah ibn Haris, Abdullah, who is the son of Haris. He said that, believe me, ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara tabassuman min Rasulillah. In my life, I did not see any person who was more smiley than the Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, whenever he was talking with each other, with the others, he was talking with a smiley face. And always he was smiling, and smiling was on his lips. Let me give you a short story from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that how was his life. There is a story that this story is narrated by Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, our fifth imam, who says that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said they are in his house while a person came from a village and from a very far away. He came to see the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he became very tired when he came and reached in the city of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But when he entered on Prophet, peace be upon him, and saw the Prophet, and saw his smiley face and happy face, then this person who was very tired, he became very happy. And he forgot his tiring. And he forgot all of his sadness and all of his unhappiness. He became very happy as he saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, with that smiley face. And he did not want to talk anymore and to say something with the Prophet, peace be upon him, because he supposed and he thought that this seeing of the Prophet and meeting of the Prophet with his smiley face is enough for me, and it is okay. But again, he thought, so I will return to my village. So then the people will ask some things about the Prophet, peace be upon him. And I should take a very good and expensive gift from here. So what should be that expensive gift that he should take with himself for his family, for his neighbors? He said that let me to ask a question from the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he asked, O Prophet, I would like to tell me and to advise me, because I came from a very far away, and I came from a very far village. Then the Prophet advised him. Among his advice, one of the important things that Prophet, peace be upon him, said to this villager, said that, Alqi akhaka biwajhin munbasatin. Whenever you want to talk with the brothers, whenever you want to meet any of your neighbors, brothers, sisters, your relatives, then you should talk with him. You should meet him with a happy face, with a smiley face, because it has a special effect on him, and it has a positive effect on him. And Prophet, peace be upon him, said, that, O people, O Muslim people, O believers, you do not have that amount of money and wealth till you should spread it and divide among the people, until these people and those who are around you, they become very happy because of your wealth, because of your money that you have separated and divided among them. But if you cannot do that, let me advise you one thing. You should meet them with a smiley face, with a happy face, that this happy face does not have any expensive, and it is very cheap, and it does not make you poor, but it makes the others to be rich. So you should meet the others with the smiley face and with the happy face, and you can do it. Maybe you are sad heartily. Maybe you have many difficulties in your life, because there is no one in the world that they should be perfect, and they should not have any difficulties, and they should not have any lacking in his life. Everyone has it his own difficulties in his life, it his own problems in his life. As there is a poem in Persian who says, در این دنیا کسی بیغم نباشد اگر باشد بنی آدم نباشد. You cannot find in this world any person who does not have and possess any sadness. If you find a person that he is happy for always and he does not have any sadness in his life, then believe that he is not the mankind and his angel, or he come from another world. So it is very true that everyone has difficulties in his life. But even if we have difficulties in our life, so we should not express these difficulties. We should not express our sorrow. We should not express our sadness in our face. And we should not meet the others while we are with an unhappy face. So we should put these difficulties in our heart, keep them in our heart. So, but when you talk with the others, you should talk with a happy face. And it is a saying from our first Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who says, the sign of a mu'min, the sign of the real believer, and he says, al-mu'minu bishruhu fi wajhihi wa huznuhu fi qalbihi. Who is mu'min? Who is the real believer? The real believer is a person whose happiness appears on his face, and he met the others with a happy face, with a smiley face, but his sadness, his sorrow is in his heart, not on his face. So we should be like this whenever we meet the others. So we should meet the others warmly, kindly, as our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was doing that. So the another question which I would like to tell you here is this, that really, what is the use of being happy face and to talk with each other and to meet others with happy face and a smiley face? What is the use of that? Let me tell you some of the benefits of this. First of all, you know, as it is the saying of our Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, when you talk and meet the others with happy face and a smiley face, this manner of talking, this manner of behaving with the others, increase the love day by day. Every day which passes, the people will love you, will like you, and would like to be with you and to talk with you. And it is very clear, and it is the saying of our Prophet, peace be upon him. The second thing, which is the benefit of this happy face, is this, that you know, if we meet the others with happy face, our heart rate will be finished. I mean that the heart rate, which says in Persian, kinaha, so it will be finished. Even someone has a special heart rate from you in his heart. But when he comes to you and meet you, that you are smiling to him, and you have a happy face, so he will forget that, and he will become a close friend of you. So it is another benefit of that, and it comes in the narration of the Prophet, peace be upon him also, that our Holy Prophet, he says, "Husnul bishri yadhhabu bis-sakhima." If you talk with the others with happy face, if you meet the others with happy face, then of course it will take with itself the heart rate and the sakhima and the kina, which says in Arabic sakhima. And the last thing which I would like to tell you is this, that this smiling, this happy face, it is a very important gift. And if you spread this gift with your family, with your neighbors, then of course you had given him a very good and precious gift. As I told you, that we do not have and we do not possess such amount to give to the others. But if we talk to the others, if we meet others with happy face, then of course it is a very great and a very important and a very perishable gift that you are able to give to the others. But we should not and never forget that every time we would like to give and spread this precious and this important gift to the others, so we should start it from our family. First of all, in our family, with our children, between husband and wife, there should be this character, and they should keep it in his mind, in her mind, that whenever they meet each other, they should become happy, and they should talk with their children happily. And it is very important that we should be in this manner, and we should behave with the others in this manner, and also with the neighbors and with the different people. When we meet them, we should become very happy, and we should talk with them happily, and it is very important. I hope that your life be full of joy and full of happiness. And whenever you talk to your friends, your family, your children, always be with a happy and a smiley face. There is a proverb which says, a mouth without smiling on our face will be like a hole on the wall. So we should not be like this. And I hope that you have and possess the life that happiness is there, and you should meet the others with happy face. Inshallah, God willing, we will continue our discussions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.